天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。大家都可能听过这么一句话，愿神与我们同在。你们是否心中不禁疑问，神真的是与我们同在吗？那为什么我还是事事不顺呢？是我离开了神，还是神离开了我呢？我的神到底在哪里呀？神应许过大卫，赐给他荣耀的耶路撒冷，他也愿意与以色列人同住。但是为什么以色列还是那么多灾多难呢？旧的耶路撒冷并不怎么样，那新的耶路撒冷又是如何呢？在这期《花园与城市》中，麦克牧师会带领大家一同探讨旧的耶路撒冷和新的耶路撒冷的比较。现在就请大家带着这些困惑收听以下的信息吧，愿神的灵感动你。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you again for tuning in to this broadcast.
再次谢谢你收听这个节目。
In our last broadcast, I promised to tell you more about the city of Jerusalem.
上次节目里，我答应你多谈些有关耶路撒冷城的事。
We are in the middle of a series of messages I call The Garden versus the City.
现在我们正在《花园与城市》这个专题的系列信息中。
Last time we started to look at a very unique city called Jerusalem.
上一次节目我们开始查考一座很独特的城市耶路撒冷。
King David offered the city of Jerusalem to God as a sacrifice to honor him.
大卫王为了要荣耀神，就将耶路撒冷的城献给神。
David delighted so deeply in the presence of God.
大卫因神的同在而雀跃欢欣。
That he dedicated many of the psalms for the worship and the honor of God.
他写下许多诗篇献给神，来敬拜他，尊崇他。
Psalms 120 to Psalms 134 were known as the Psalms of Ascent.
诗篇第120篇到134篇被称为上行之诗。
These were the psalms that pilgrims would sing as they made their way upward to the elevated mountain city of Jerusalem.
当朝圣者往耶路撒冷城山上走的时候，他们总是一边走一边唱诵这些诗篇的。
Psalms 46, 48, 76, 84, and 87 were known as The Psalms of Zion.
诗篇第46, 48, 76, 84和87篇被称为锡安之诗。
These psalms became synonymous with the presence of God.
这些诗篇成为神同在的同义词。
You might ask, how could Jerusalem be synonymous with God's presence?
你会问，耶路撒冷怎么会等同于神同在呢？
Wasn't Jerusalem only an earthly city that was far from holy?
你不是说耶路撒冷只不过是世上的城吗？它还不够格称为圣城吧？
It was inhabited by people who were far from holy.
住在城中的人离圣洁还差得远呢。
And that is why in its history, Jerusalem saw its fair share of bloodshed.
在历史上，耶路撒冷岂不是发生过不少血腥事件吗？
When Solomon first built the Temple of Jerusalem,
起初当所罗门王建造耶路撒冷的圣殿时，
God's glory fell upon the temple.
神的荣光充满了圣殿。
Why?
为什么？
Because wherever God is honored and sought, he will show up.
因为每当人们遵从神、寻求神的时候，神就会降临。
Wherever God is sought by His people with all of their hearts, God will show up.
当神的子民全心全意来寻求神的时候，神就会来到其间。
But my listening friends, make no mistake about this.
但是，亲爱的朋友，千万不要大意。
Any generation that fails to seek God's glory above all else,
无论哪一个世代，如果不以遵从神为首要的事，
If any generation gets sidetracked by false teaching,
无论哪一个世代，若被虚假的学说迷惑的话，
God will desert them.
神会离弃他们。
If God would depart from His temple and Jerusalem,
如果连圣殿和耶路撒冷神都不惜离开的话，
Certainly His Spirit will depart from any church or any people.
当然，神的灵也可能离开任何一间教会和群众。
Where His glory is not first and foremost in their mind.
当他们心目中不再以神的荣耀为第一位了。
Jerusalem was a temporary city chosen by God's grace.
耶路撒冷是蒙神恩典被拣选的暂时性的城市。
The second thing you need to know about Jerusalem is this.
第二件你需要知道有关耶路撒冷的事。
Jerusalem was a city with conditional blessing.
耶路撒冷是蒙神赐福却有附带条件的城市。
David and Solomon offered Jerusalem to God as the sacrifice that Cain would not make.
大卫和所罗门将耶路撒冷献给神，这是该隐办不到的。
And God accepted it.
神悦纳了这奉献。
When the people of Israel were getting ready to enter into the promised land,
当以色列民将要进入应许之地时，
God told them that He was taking them there with His own supernatural power.
神说，他是以超自然的大能领他们进入应许之地的。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that He could fulfill the promise that He made to Abraham.
这样他就实现了他对亚伯拉罕的诺言。
But in Deuteronomy 28, he tells them something very important.
然而在生命记28章里，神告诉他们一些很重要的事。
That in the promised land, he is placing before them two choices.
在应许之地，神给予他们两种选择。
Choice between a blessing and a curse.
选择祝福或选择咒诅。
The blessing of God were conditional upon their obedience to him.
要得福的条件就是顺服神。
In the same way, when God accepted Jerusalem by His grace, He accepted it and blessed it conditionally.
同样的，当神恩慈地接纳了所献上的耶路撒冷城时，他乐意赐福这城，但有附带的条件。
The conditions were very simple.
条件很简单。
Israel had to continue seeking and honoring and worshiping the true God.
就是以色列人必须保持一贯的寻求、尊崇和敬拜独一的真神。
And that is why when the inhabitants of Jerusalem worshipped other gods,
所以后来当耶路撒冷的居民去膜拜其他的假神，
and ran after other objects in life,
又去追求生命中其他的偶像时，
the Babylonians were allowed to ransack Jerusalem.
神就容许巴比伦人来掳掠耶路撒冷城。
And that same thing happened again and again in that city.
而且同样的事一次又一次地临到这城。
Finally, Jerusalem rejected the Messiah and became the place of his crucifixion.
最后，耶路撒冷城甚至排斥弥赛亚，把他钉在十字架上。
And at that point, earthly Jerusalem was rejected for good and forever as God's dwelling place.
到了这个地步，世上的耶路撒冷不再蒙拣选，永远不再作为神的居所了。
When the city of God rejected God in human flesh,
当神的城拒绝了以肉身显现的神时，
the city of God became the fullness of satanic strategy.
神的城就完全落入魔鬼撒旦的诡计中。
The city of God became like all the cities of man.
神的城也和所有人的城市一样的堕落。
In Luke 19:41-44, Jesus laments the rejection of him.
路加福音第十九章四十一到四十四节，耶稣为这城哀哭，因他们弃绝他。
Jerusalem, you did not know the time of your visitation.
他对耶路撒冷说，巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事。
Jesus does not speak angrily here.
耶稣并不是带着怒气说这话的。
In fact, he weeps hot tears over earthly Jerusalem.
事实上，他为世上的耶路撒冷流下热泪。
God is weeping over the world today.
神今天仍然为这世界哀哭。
God is weeping over some believers today.
今天他甚至为一些基督徒哀哭。
When Jesus is rejected.
当人们拒绝耶稣。
When his spirit is quenched.
当人熄灭圣灵的感动。
When his presence is not sought.
当人们不寻求神的同在。
When his divinity is denied.
当人们否定他是神。
God weeps.
神哀哭。
Then judgment follows.
审判接踵而来。
Jerusalem was temporarily chosen by grace.
耶路撒冷是蒙神恩典被拣选的暂时性的城市。
Secondly, Jerusalem was a city with conditional blessing.
第二，耶路撒冷是蒙神赐福却有附带条件的城市。
Then the third thing you need to know about Jerusalem is this.
你需要明白有关耶路撒冷城的第三个重点，就是
When Jesus encountered the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4,
记载在约翰福音第四章，当耶稣遇见撒玛利亚的妇人时，
He said to her,
耶稣对她说，
The day is coming when the true worshippers will worship my Father neither in Jerusalem nor in this mountain.
时候将到，那真正拜父的也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Earthly Jerusalem was merely a foretaste of the heavenly Jerusalem.
世上的耶路撒冷只不过让人事先品尝天上耶路撒冷的滋味。
Earthly Jerusalem was merely a dim representation of what it means for God to indwell the praises of his people.
世上的耶路撒冷只不过是一个粗略的表征，预告着将来神居住在他子民的颂赞之中的意义何在。
Earthly Jerusalem was but a sketch or a tiny model of what can happen when the glory of God is fully revealed.
世上的耶路撒冷只不过是一幅蓝图或一个小模型，说明将来神的荣耀完全彰显时是如何的辉煌。
Earthly Jerusalem was a mere sample of what it would be like to experience God's strength and God's power.
世上的耶路撒冷只不过是一个示范，引导我们如何经历神无穷的大能。
Listen to what Ezekiel tells us about the heavenly Jerusalem.
请听以西结先知告诉我们有关天上耶路撒冷的事。
He said, "We will be." Able to truly understand what it means to say, Yahweh Shema, the Lord is there.
他说，将来我们会完全明了，宣称耶和华撒玛的真正意义。耶和华撒玛就是神的所在，耶和华在此。
The Bible tells us that.
圣经告诉我们。
In Jesus we began to comprehend what it means to call him Emmanuel.
从耶稣身上我们开始体会称他为以马内利是什么意思。
God with us.
就是神与我们同在。
But like earthly Jerusalem,
但正如世上的耶路撒冷一样，
we cannot comprehend fully what it means for God to be with us all of the time.
我们无法完全明了神常与我们同在是什么意思。
Why?
为什么？
Because here on earth we tend to run away from him.
因为在世上我们往往想逃避神。
Because here on earth we tend to forget about him.
因为在世上我们往往想忘却神。
Because here on earth we tend to ignore his voice.
因为在世上我们往往想不过神的声音。
Because here on earth we tend to be persuaded by the voices and the standards of the world system.
因为在世上我们往往听从世界的声音和世界的标准。
That is not so in the heavenly Jerusalem.
天上的耶路撒冷却不是这样。
In the new Jerusalem, we will have uninterrupted fellowship with God.
在新耶路撒冷，我们与神交往不绝。
There will be no television or entertainment to divert our attention.
那里没有电视节目和其他的娱乐使我们分心。
In the new Jerusalem, there will be no one to whisper doubts and fear and anxiety in our ears.
在新耶路撒冷，我们耳边不再有挑拨的声音，制造怀疑、恐惧和忧虑不安。
Why?
为什么？
Because God's righteousness will be permanently with us.
因为神的公义永远与我们同在。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷，
God showed up when his people lifted his name high.
当神的子民高举他的圣名时，他就降临他们中间。
But in the new Jerusalem,
但在新耶路撒冷，
He will always be there because his name will constantly be lifted high.
他一直在那儿，因为他的圣名恒常被高举。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷，
his blessings were conditional.
神的赐福附带条件。
But in the new Jerusalem,
但在新耶路撒冷，
his unconditional blessing will be fulfilled.
他无条件的赐福将完全实现。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷，
God's presence was sporadic.
他偶尔降临。
But in the new Jerusalem,
但在新耶路撒冷，
God will always be there.
他永远长留。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷，
God's people didn't often turn up to worship him.
神的子民不常来敬拜他。
In the new Jerusalem,
在新耶路撒冷，
True believers will worship him forever.
真实的信徒永恒地敬拜他。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷，
People served him occasionally.
人们并非经常性地侍奉他。
In the new Jerusalem,
在新耶路撒冷，
His true followers will serve him all the time.
他真实的跟随者恒常地侍奉他。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷，
Even his own people forsook him and ignored him.
神自己的子民离弃他，漠视他。
In the new Jerusalem,
在新耶路撒冷，
His own people will be grateful to him and glorify him.
属于神的子民将不断地感恩，归荣耀给他。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷，
People's hearts sought after worldly pleasures.
人心追求世上的享乐。
In the new Jerusalem,
在新耶路撒冷，
His true followers will delight themselves in him.
他真实的跟随者以神为乐。
The question is this.
问题是，
Are you going to be there?
你会去那儿吗？
Will you sing the following song in the heavenly Jerusalem?
你会在天上的耶路撒冷欢唱下面这首诗吗？
Let us read it from Psalm 84.
让我们一起读诗篇84篇。万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体，向永生神呼吁。万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。如此住在你殿中的，便为有福，他们仍要赞美你。靠你有力量，心中向往西安大道的，这人便为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地。并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。他们行走，力上加力，个人到西安朝见神。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的神啊， 求你留心听。神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。
You can be assured of eternity in heaven if you are living in the presence of God here and now.
今天你若是活在神的同在中，肯定将来也永远活在天上。
If you have never committed your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can do that right now.
如果你从未将生命交托给耶稣基督，你现在就可以这么做。
Will you pray with me this prayer?
请跟着我这样祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督，
I want to be in your presence in heaven.
我愿意将来在天上永与你同在。
Help me to come into your presence here and now.
请帮助我现在就能与你同在。
I receive you as my Savior.
我愿意接受你成为我的救主。
I enthrone you as my Lord.
并尊你为我生命之主。
Amen.
阿们。
非常感谢您的收听。听了今天的信息，我们了解到 我们的神是轻慢不得的。他可能会离开他原本所祝福的城市，或者教会，或者个人。他是公义的，在末日，神会审判世界，但神又是蛮有爱心和怜悯的。他有感情，甚至会为世界和生活在世界上的你我哭泣，巴不得我们有天可以知罪悔改，接受他做你我的主，重新把他看作人类的神，世界的救主。神应许过我们，只要我们愿意认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。在世界上，我们听到的都是世界的声音，真理似乎看不见了。但是新的耶路撒冷里，神的名会被高举，世界都会知道耶稣基督是主，而神也愿意与我们永永远远同住。愿神继续带领你，给你信心，靠着他胜过世界的罪恶，向着神的国度直跑。愿神祝福你，我们下期再见。
Boom, boom, boom.